Hey besties.
Welcome to the Bedside Besties podcast with
Charlsie
and Rain.
Oh my god, we've been wanting to do this podcast for literally ever, and we finally did it. Like, I'm so excited.
Yo, we've been planning this like forever, and it took us like so long to get on camera.
Yeah, but like honestly, we're just happy that we actually, you know, got it done. If you're looking for a podcast that's relatable and, you know, just entertaining, you have found the right podcast. Like, this podcast is going to be entertaining, funny. It's just going to be funny stories about our lives, funny stories about other people's lives, and just honestly a vibe.
Because we are a vibe.
We're a vibe.
We're a vibe.
How do you feel?
I'm like really nervous because I hate being on camera.
True.
First of all, before we start this, how about we do a little toast?
Okay. Guys, I need wine.
Anyways, cheers to episode one.
Cheers.
I'm getting used to receiving. So getting good at not leaving. All the time you feel not scared.
I'm nervous.
I
hate cameras.
Okay. So what was your first impression of me?
We just gonna start like that?
Yeah.
I felt as though you were so mean.
What?
Yes.
I'm literally the nicest person ever.
You don't like talking to people.
That doesn't mean I'm mean, though.
You're very mean. Like, the first time I met her, I literally thought this girl was the meanest person ever.
Okay, like, I do have a resting bitch face. I do have that. Yes. I have that. But, like, I'm not a mean person, you know? Like, I'm not mean. But, like, if you don't know me, you would think I'm mean. So, that's probably what she thought. Me, personally, when I met her...
At first,
I didn't really, like, know her, but, like, after a short while, I didn't like her either, because
I'm the sweetest person.
No, let me tell you guys how we first met, like, how we really, really met. So, I was dating this guy, and that was my boyfriend. Like, that was, like, my first real boyfriend, right? So, I was dating him, and we were going to school, and she was part of his quote-unquote friend group.
I am from the
don't believe the friends. I don't care. Anyway, she's part of, I don't know her, but, you know, they're talking about her, like, oh, this is my friend, whatever, whatever. And then I hear she likes him or whatever. I'm like, what? How's that your friend? And I'm like, what? Okay, I'm like, okay, cool, she likes you, that's fine. Like, okay, you're cute. Like, I mean, you're a handsome man, I don't care, right? But no, she began, like making moves on him and shit. Like, making moves. So he would tell me this. I'm just like, what? Like, and you're like, why are you still friends with this girl? Like, why are you still going out and that, you know, all of that? Why are you entertaining her? Cool. So I just grew to hate her. Like, why do you know I'm in a relationship and you still want my man? Like, that's weird. So that, actually, not so your part.
First of all, we were like, her boyfriend at the time was my friend. We're like part of a friend group, and I just, you know, because I'm a very like nice person, I can overdo it. I can accept that I overdo it sometimes, and I guess, like, you know, male female friendships, there are times that we can flirt a little bit, you know, it's nothing big, it's just like friends, like,
no.
And also, let me tell you the real reason I started flirting a little too much. Because I didn't like her. And every time she'll hang out around the group, she's always quiet, not talking to nobody.
Because
just
I don't like y'all.
That's not the point. You're dating
like
our
y'all.
Friend.
I don't care. I'm dating your friend, but you guys don't respect me.
It's not even, so she why, didn't even get the
why would I be nice
get,
to y'all?
You didn't give us a chance to get to know us.
I was nice to the people that I, you know, that were nice to me. Like, some of his friends were really nice to me. Like, we would conversate. Like, I didn't have a problem with them. It was like three of them. I did not have a problem with them. I had a problem with only her, actually.
The only reason she
only her.
No.
there was another girl that liked my boyfriend. But she was not all lovey-dovey. Even when I'm there, lovey-dovey, all doing that. No, she was not. And I did not have a problem with
honestly,
her.
Honestly, I'm petty. Let's
like, yeah, girl, okay, bye.
I am petty. And also, but one thing about me, I'm very protective of my friends. Even now with our friendship, you know I'm very protective. So, like, I guess I was just, like, trying to step on your toes. Like, I'll accept it. Like,
so, what were you protecting?
I don't know. It's just, I'm a mother. Like, I just...
You're a mother to my boyfriend that you wanted?
I did not want your boyfriend.
That you were flirting
with? I did not want your boyfriend.
Okay.
I did not want your boyfriend.
Anyways, fast forward to, like, 3 years. 2 years?
Two years.
Wait. I go to class.
No. Before that, then we had our little fight.
What?
Not a fight, but one time we went to what her boyfriend and I's mutual friend her house. My bad.
I did not have a fight with you. You had a fight with yourself.
No names.
We you went had to a her fight house, with yourself.
And I'm like, they're like, oh, let's go out. Let's go to her house and hang out. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever, right? I drove there and I'm like, what is she doing here? Like,
she had a fight with herself, guys.
I started catching the attitude because I'm like, I don't like this girl. Like, what is she doing here?
It's
like,
not your house.
It's my friend's house.
But that's my friend too.
Whatever. Like, y'all was like, not close like that.
She was fighting with herself.
Whatever. Like, I just did not like this girl.
Cool. Like, when I don't like you, first of all, she was fighting with herself. I was just quiet because, like, girl.
Because I'm more reactive.
Like, girl,
I'm more reactive.
Go up, come down, do a backflip. I don't care. Like, I'm still gonna sit in this chair. You can leave if you have a problem. But anyways, fast forward, we go to college, right? I walk into my math class.
You're fast forwarding too much. Remember, what? We had the game.
Oh my
night.
God.
The game night.
Okay, I walk into a game night that I'm invited to, right?
We're both invited to.
Okay.
By our friend.
Okay. I didn't know she was even friends with this person, or I wouldn't have came to the game night.
Whatever.
Anyway, so I walk into a game night, and I see her, and I'm one of my best friends. I'm like, Danya, don't talk to her. She took my man. No. Well, she tried to take my man.
Okay, I was about to say, she took your man, girl.
Yeah, she didn't take my man.
First
my
of all,
man.
I was doing my own little
but
thing.
But whatever. I was like, don't talk. Because, like, she was my best friend, was, like, trying to, like, you know, talk, just and talk to everybody.
She's
like,
nice.
You know, yeah, she's nice. I'm like, don't talk to her. Don't do it. She is a snake. She was like, okay. But then my best friend, bruh, she would talk to everybody. Like, I don't.
Non-biased. Non-biased at all.
Red flag number 50. Anyways, so we get there and, you know, I'm not talking to her. But, like, everybody was just talking to everybody. So she would try to, like, also, like, talk to me, too. I'm just
I'm
like, why is
Hi,
this
Charlie.
Girl...
Hi,
why
Charlie.
Is this girl talking
still,
to me?
You're still mad at me?
Like, why
Hi,
is this
Charlie.
Girl
you're
talking to
me?
I'm really like, why is this girl talking to me? Like, I'm trying to ignore her. She keeps talking to me. I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, why are you talking to me?
Because you got to move on.
No, I'm not moving on. You did not apologize. You
why
did
I
not
apologize for? Like, what was your man entertaining the bullshit?
Excuse me?
Excuse my language. He was entertaining it.
But come to find out, he was entertaining. I mean, he wasn't, like, kissing or doing all that or that. But he was, like, he wasn't, like, pushing her away like he should. Like, he should have, like,
been, like, like push me.
He should have given her, a headlock. Like,
and,
get the
And not to
off
say
me.
That
like,
what I did was okay, but also as a man in a relationship, come on, like.
Like, you know, like, he should have, like, would have kicked her
like,
neck.
He needs
like,
to back off.
Boxed her teeth, like. Get off me, like, yes.
Dramatic,
that's
but
no,
box
that's
her teeth.
Box
I'm
her
suing.
Teeth. That box her, what do you mean? You approached him, he has a girlfriend. That's in court. The if it's a woman court, the lady's gonna be
well,
on my side.
Obviously, we don't live in that
anyway,
world,
anyway. But yeah, like, he wasn't doing that. He was like entertaining because you know how men are like, if a woman tries to talk, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I can still
cute.
Pull in a relationship.
Yeah,
so he was entertaining it. So that pissed me off, but whatever. We fast forward. And after the game night, I'm still not cool with her. I'm like, girl, no. It's not that easy for
and
you.
And I was actually cool with her best friend.
It's not
like,
that easy.
Like, her best friend and I were cool or whatever.
So, cool. After the game night, whatever, I forget about it. I go to this one of our, another mutual. I did not know this girl knew this much people.
Oh, my gosh. Even when we go to parties, like, she'll be like, what is she doing here? I'll be like, hi.
So, So I go to this party with my best friend again, right? I'm literally standing with my best friend, whatever. This girl pulls up on me.
I'm
hi!
Like, hey, I got them drinks. I was so nice.
why are you talking to me?
First of all, you know, like, even knowing you before like us beefing, you were always that person in, like, public. You're always like,
yeah, I'm a quiet. Like, I'm quiet. Like, you're like, so I have to, me, I have, like, to sculpt the scenery first, like, and see what's up. I don't
know. Okay, I get that. But in my head, I'm like, that's just her. I'm not thinking, oh, there's beef like that. Like, you know, like, I moved on. I'm over it. I'm just like, okay, that's just her being awkward. Because she was always doing it, like, when she was in a relationship. So it's like, okay, it's just her. So I was just like, I brought drinks. I was like, here you go. You can drink. And she was just quiet. Anyways, yo, I was lit. Listen.
I was like, why is this girl? But I was like, you know what? She went and brought the drinks. I'm going to take it.
So I took
So I took the drinks. And then she left. Right? I'm like, okay, cool. Like, okay, she left. She came back.
First of all, you guys know. Because Danya came and sat on our little table. That looks round.
Okay, but I was on the other side. Like, I wasn't even, like, Danya was, you were talking to Danya, but I was on the other side, quiet. And you came back, like, you're like, why, girl?
Why are you quiet? Like, dance, have fun. Because, like, we're in a party. Like, come on.
The party just started. Like, yesterday. No. It started getting lit later.
I was there for a whole minute.
But, yeah, so, after she comes and she's like, girl, like, I'm sorry. She apologized. I'm like, oh, wow. Like,
I was like, it's in the past. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I was a little petty. I was a little childish. Now, baby, we're in college. Like, we're not in college. We're in university. Like, we should not be doing this. You know, let's be grown. Like,
and I was like,
whatever. I guess it's cool.
I was like, okay. But, like, I wasn't trying to be her friend, though. I'm like, you know, that's fine. Like, that's fine. Like, you know, cool. Fast forward. Go to college.
University.
I go to uni.
Wait, UK thing?
I go to uni.
UK thing, baby. We went to uni.
I go to uni and I walk into my statistics class and I'm like, do I know that girl?
Research methods.
No, it was not.
It was research.
It was statistics. You're taking research methods right now.
No. Both of them are research methods. There's three. There's 214 and there's 314.
It was the statistics class because I remember I failed the first time.
Statistics and research method.
Is it
whatever, dog? Whatever.
Who cares?
Okay, well, whatever.
Who cares?
Whatever. The whole, like, whatever you want.
Finally, okay. So I walk in the class, right? I see.
First of all, like, she was early. She's a good student.
Of course, because I needed to pass that class. I failed the first time, so yeah.
Don't we all?
So I walk in. I'm like, oh, I think I know her. So I'm like, oh, I'm nice. You know, I say, what's up? Cool.
No. You were sitting, you came early, and I walked in. I was like, because you were sitting in the back, and I saw you. I sat, like, in the desk in front of you, and you're like, I turned around just to scope the scenery, and I see her, and she's like, hi. I said, oh, hi. I carried my stomach. And I
sucked. Oh, yeah.
Tell me
why this girl moved next. Like, ma'am, I just said hi. Like, why are you moving next?
We besties
next
now.
To me?
I don't know about you, but we besties.
Whatever.
We go together.
So, no. No, we was not going together.
We go together
at that
real
time.
Bad.
After I noticed, like, okay, we were talking. Oh, we needed help with, like, the homework because the homework was crazy, right? So I was like, oh, did you do this? She's like, yeah, I took this class before.
Four.
The same teacher, and I have the answers. I said,
yeah. Ooh.
You See? Got the answers.
She's a scammer. She's a scammer.
Shoot, that's what I was like. We go together.
We locked in. I was already locked in. Desperate times calls for desperate measures.
I was like, wait, you got the answer? She was like, yeah. I was like, all right, bet.
I could still log into the Blackboard. So I was like, ooh.
I was like, okay. So we started just doing the homework together and then just vibing. And then she was cooking for me. So I was like, okay, that's fine.
Let's get the story straight. I just moved. And my new apartment, baby, there was no AC up in that stuff. I was crying heat every night.
She,
like,
basically used me for AC.
And you used me for food. And answers!
Well, honestly, you filled a lot of those answers the last semester.
Anyways, I still had the answer
use
key.
You?
And I gave you the check. Because I used to pay for stuff. I used to pay for Chegg. I used to pay for Chegg. I used to pay for everything. Because I needed them answers.
What if our professor is watching this?
Well, we already passed the class. You can't do nothing about it. It is with these.
Yeah, like, after that, we just, you know, I forgot about it. And we just
I practically lived with her.
Yeah.
For a whole year.
But I didn't mind though, because she was like buying groceries and feeding me. So why not?
Basically, this friendship came off her using me. Like,
did I? I feel like that's what you needed to do to like earn my
friendship. Yeah. Because like, I feel so. Yeah. I know things with me. I know when I'm wrong. So I'm like, I'm also like.
Like.
Should, I want like to say I'm sorry is a lot for me.
A Jeep Wrangler for the apology. Like
a Jeep, should,
a Jeep Wrangler.
A Jeep what?
Anyways, but yeah, that's how you met, guys. I just want a bike, though. I really want a bike. Like, I want a bike this summer. Like, that's a thing.
Okay, I'll buy you a bike instead.
No, buy me both.
What the? What do you think I do for a living? No comment. Stop it.
Be a podcaster. See, you have podcast money now. Not yet.
Period. Listen.
Period.
We need some brand deals, okay, honey?
But yeah, I actually really want a bike. Like, I haven't rode a bike in forever.
The last time I rode a bike was when I was like 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, riding a bike is fun.
I feel like I need to learn again.
It's fun. Yeah. That was an interesting story.
But yeah, that was how we met. And like, it was a...
Yeah.
It was a roller coaster, but I feel as though that made us get closer because like, we hated each other and then we got to appreciate each other in the friendship.
I feel like if you never had an argument with your friend, that friendship is not real. I mean, this wasn't an argument because we were never friends.
But it's like, I feel as
but
though
like she knows like we're not to cross. I guess when you have those arguments, you know we're not to cross. True. Like you know the line where you can cross and what line you can't cross. I feel like nobody should cross that line as a friend. But, like, we weren't friends, so I can't really say that.
Anyways, but, yeah, like, I personally think that us, like, I won't say fighting, but, like, the first way we met, just kind of, like, you know, we both know that, oh, we got strong personalities. Yeah. I might be the talker, but she's, like, the...
Like, I'm quiet, but I'm very evil.
Yeah, like, she's
I'm
very...
evil. Okay, not evil. Okay, I'm evil. But, like, I'm quiet, but I'm so nice.
Like, I talk a lot. But I'm, like, so sweet. Like, stupid sweet.
Yeah, she's, like dumb.
Like, people just, like, walk over me. Like,
dumb.
But one thing I appreciate
really
about...
Dumb.
Like, damn, we get it.
No,
we get it.
Okay. And, like, she doesn't learn.
I learn. I just have a big heart. Like, you know, just forgive. And just let it go. I just personally...
Okay, but, like, you forgive... And then you don't let it go because you go right back.
No. So
you're supposed to hold the thought in your mind. So it's like putting your hand on a stove and then you know it burns, but it's like, I'm going to do
but
it
not
again.
I just personally think that even though like you've gone through an experience that hurt you, that doesn't mean you should change your character. Like
I mean, it means you need to go sit down and recalculate and find a game plan that
okay,
works.
Okay, now I
you
know
don't
that.
Have to be evil,
no.
But like
now
have
I know
boundaries.
That. In the beginning.
Honestly, can we talk about these mics? I just like holding it.
Like, it's so tiny. It's so juicy.
Like,
we should do interviews.
Oh my gosh. Like, no, imagine when we actually like have the big mics. That
oh,
would
the
be,
big
ones.
I thought it was
like,
too heavy.
No,
though.
But it's going to be like.
I want to hold mine.
But like, you can though. You can hold
You're
it though.
A lot today.
I'm sorry.
Is it the wine?
I think so. I'm trying to like not, I'm trying to not curse anymore. Like
I don't cuss anymore. Like
I'm not
the only time
curse.
I cuss is when I'm angry. Like even when I'm angry now I just try to walk away.
Like at all. Like I'm trying to change my life for the Lord.
Amen.
So we're gonna ask each other some questions.
This is the next segment. It's gonna be like a
Q&A
to get
for
to
you
know
guys to get to know us. But like it's not gonna be like what's your favorite color.
We're not doing that. Like we said before, we're a vibe. So we
vibe.
Can we gonna drop in some tea. We gonna make it a little spicy.
But I'm actually curious, what's my favorite color?
Damn, what is your favorite color? Is it white?
I mean
No,
thinks my favorite color is white and black. But
no,
it's
no,
not.
No, black is your... No, okay. Outfits is black.
Like, I love white color. And black.
Okay, let me guess. Green?
Yes.
I knew... I was like, I did not remember. remember that one time you told me.
I was also loving green.
Yes, yes. And at the time was green. Yes. The plants, the thing. I'm like, oh my God.
Look. No, that's actually, yes.
Look at her iPad. It's green.
No, you would think my favorite color is white and black.
No, it's green.
But it's green.
Yeah, it's green. Because I remember actually when we just like, you know, when I moved in.
Yeah, and she's, I don't think she's ever told me her favorite color.
I don't think
you've ever have.
Because, like, when I was a little girl, it was pink.
Pink.
But, okay, guess my favorite color now. Like, no one can tell because of, like, the way I dress in, like, the court.
Guess?
Yeah.
Like, your favorite color?
Like, my, like, I would die for that color. Like,
you will die?
No, girl, I'm so obsessed.
Death? Wait, hold on.
No, yes, whoa. I would really die for that color. What? Like, it's...
I feel bad. If I get this wrong, hold on, wait.
Because I got just right on the first try.
No, but wait, though. You've never told me you had a favorite color.
I talk about this color. Well, I don't talk about it anymore. But I talk about this color so much. It's close to pink, though. So
you... Oh, purple.
No. Oh, I mean, yes, purple.
You talk about purple.
No. It's lavender.
Don't piss me off. It's purple. Purple.
Lavender.
I actually had lavender in my mind.
Yeah.
But I just said purple because it's purple.
No.
Lavender. Right. Okay, light purple. Okay,
call it
indigo,
what?
Indigo and violet.
No.
What you know about that? The colors of the rainbow.
This. What? My uniform. What's the color that's close to red?
Red.
Burgundy.
Oxblood. Blood isn't the blood.
It's burgundy. Burgundy.
Hold on. So wait. Pause. Please.
Wait, please. Is horrible.
So like the blood of an ox. That's how it looks.
It's sick red.
But purple. I got it right. I got it right. Yay. Period.
Want
okay.
A cookie?
Actually, I really chocolate would. Chip. I have not eaten
what
today. Nothing. Anyways,
are you ready?
So we're gonna start the Q&A. We're gonna ask each other 5 questions.
Okay,
we're gonna like switch each, like yeah. You ask and I ask or whatever. And then, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so do I start?
Yeah, you can start.
I don't want to know this answer. I'm gonna be so mad.
But I'm scared because I'm thinking she was gonna ask like
questions about you,
like what is your
favorite,
what is
color.
Your dream, what's your dream job?
Girl, like, I don't really care about that. Well, I mean, my dream job is to be a wife with a rich man.
Not a job.
And hopefully, it's a job.
That's a hobby.
The first question is,
mm-hmm.
What is the most embarrassing thing you've seen me do?
The most embarrassing thing I've seen you do.
Now, don't be spilling my tea.
First of all, it's a lot of embarrassing things I've seen her do.
Don't be spilling my tea now.
I'm trying to think.
You can't pick from any of them? Pick
it's a
one.
Lot. Which one?
I don't know which one to pick. I'm trying to think. ASMR.
Okay, I would say she would drive hours. 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 To go meet somebody.
Like,
yeah,
I would drive
hours. Like, she's literally an Uber.
You know what the stupidest thing I think for me the stupidest thing I did was drive to New Jersey.
But you did it more than once.
Exactly. That's how stupid that was. And that was when I still had the dog.
No, I feel like the stupidest, it's just, oh my God,
I personally
so many, no, like why do you have so many stupid things?
What else is another stupid
you
thing?
Taking the dog in general, like I was home and I checked her location, it said New Jersey and it was snowing.
No, it was raining. Wait,
it snowed.
Was snowing.
Okay,
I'm not trying to put my business out here. You're next.
Okay, so what is the silliest thing I've ever cried about?
Not getting money. Just like in general.
Just saying no. Or like not.
Like someone saying no to you, you make a fuss about it.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, that's the silliest thing you've cried about, like money.
Yeah.
When someone says no to you, you cry. Like your baby, you fuss about everything. I mean, you fuss about everything, honestly.
Yeah.
I just raise my voice, you're gonna fuss about it.
But why are you raising your voice? I'm traumatized. Like, my mom yells at me all the time.
I ain't your mother.
But, like, you yell at me. So why are you yelling at me?
Because when you do something stupid, you
and when my mom yells at me, I cry.
Then cry to your mother now.
No, so you don't.
Yeah. Well, seek therapy.
No.
Okay, my turn. What is a weird habit of mine that you can't stand?
Weird habit? You're dumb.
Explain.
You're dumb.
In what way? Do I even want to know? Is it in the way I'm thinking?
Duh. Like, what? Anyways, but like, sometimes I just like wish I'm in her situation so I can react differently for her. Cause, yeah, you're dumb. Sorry. With love, though. Fix it. Thank you.
I prefer you saying it straight without the love. Because you're saying it.
Okay, without love.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Straight up dumb.
Yeah. I'm learning not to be undumb. Like, you know, I'm an
air. I haven't seen change.
First of all, I changed. That was big progress.
Okay, but like, I need to see that before you being dumb. Like, you were okay. Dumb then. You
okay,
know.
We start over, right? We're
fresh. Yeah, let's do it again. When I see change, I'll see it.
Okay, we're doing the new.
Who that? Anyways, go ahead.
Okay.
What is the weirdest habit of mine that you've noticed?
You know my biggest pet peeve about you. You eat with both hands.
I mean, like, if you're not African, you won't know. I feel like for the viewers, though, they're going to be like, both hands. Why are you eating with your hands?
Like, but even with chicken wings, like, your hands
are I got to hold it. Yeah. Like, I got to hold the chicken.
No, eat with one hand, then you grab the bone with probably the other hand and put it in the... But I don't...
There's and no you know bone what's at funny? The end.
Forget all both hands. Me, even if I'm eating with both hands, like, it's going to be these two fingers, right, on each hand. Her is all five fingers, like, wet, drippy.
I get into my meals.
No, it's nasty. Like, just thinking about
I don't eat like that outside, though.
This three is acceptable. Like, max this three on
what
each.
What if it's a big chicken, though?
Then grab it like this and leave this hand to be the only one dirty. Or the right hand. I eat with my right hand. But yours is...
What if it's a whole chicken?
No, whole... Cut it. Cut the chicken. Ask for a knife. But what if... there's no what if. No. Do not eat with both hands.
I'll think about it.
I mean, it's not like you've stopped. I've been complaining. It's not stopped. So.
Okay,
your turn.
It.
Oh, my turn.
It's your turn.
What is a secret name you and your boyfriend have for me that I don't know?
A secret name?
Yeah.
Stupidity? I'm kidding. We don't have those secret names.
I was about to say! I was literally driving that today.
I'm kidding, but like, hey, my boyfriend God. Knows how sometimes she can be stupid as well.
No,
so
he knows that I'm
experienced.
A sweet.
He yeah, experienced yeah. Her madness as well. So, but I'm no, not... we do not have a name for you. What? That's weird.
No, I don't have.
A Why name. Would we have a name for you?
If we could switch lives for a day, what is the first thing you would do?
I would say. Like, text all the men, the useless men that you've tolerated their BS and like curse them out. Yeah, I feel like I'd really do that.
Okay.
Because they deserve it. I feel like if you don't do it, they're just gonna continue like doing that to women, and they're gonna think it's okay to do it to women, and they'll continue to do that to other women, and then. Other, like, soft women.
I have my own, like, understanding of things where it's, like, I feel like that's the conversation for another day. Mm-hmm. As to why I do it. It's not good.
So why do you do it?
I feel as though, like, growing up in Africa, it's, like, there's so many things that you have to put up with. And you've seen, like, your parents put up with it, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've come here. I know that I have my rights. Dual right. Yeah. But it's, like, there's still that, like, it's like Stockholm syndrome. It's like you're so used to it. It's like it feels like home. It just feels like it's okay. Like you know in your heart. Like I don't know how to explain it. You know when you're so used to something, it's gonna take time to like stop.
But it's like, but I feel like if you've seen it, you gotta, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but like maybe I just see different, because for me, like if you've seen it, why, like, and you know how painful it is, like seeing your mom or whoever go through that, right? Why would you want to put yourself in that situation? I feel like that would, like, you want to get out of that situation, like you would make like, it your life's goal to not ever be in that situation.
I understand where you're coming from, but like it's easier said than done, because when it's something that it's more like, it's not even like a habit, it's a culture, it's like you will feel like you will be like judged for it. I was trying to find the word, it's not coming out. Not that you'll be judged for it, but it's like, because you've seen people go through that judgment, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily want to deal with it, you know? It's like, I have friends who are like in Africa or whatever, right? And, or African friends that grew up in Africa type stuff. And when I talk to them about certain situations, they're like, I mean, he's just a man, you know? Like, literally. And it's like, I kind of understand, but then again, it's just like, I don't have to deal with it. Like,
and it's a gradual process. I understand what you're coming from, but like, you guys, like, you, if you keep doing that, you're good.
It's just, like, make it a habit, yeah.
You're going to make, like, not even that. You're going to make them, like, think what they're doing is cool. Okay. And it's, a lot of women are going to tolerate that. You have to show them, like, I'm not tolerating
it. I mean, I'm learning. I think I'm doing way better. Anyways, we're not talking about me. Anyways, next question. I'll think about it.
I'll think about it. Okay. I know you want to ask me this, but I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
What is the funniest, not even funny, because to me it's funny.
What?
But what is the weirdest thing an African man has asked you to do? Not even weird. Like, what is the, I would say rude.
Okay. I tell you that I have my friend's birthday, which was been planned. That was supposed to.
That's what you told him?
No. Yes. Okay. It's been planned. I'm supposed to go to the birthday or whatever. Mm-hmm. He texts me, hey, I want to see you. I'm like, okay, cool. That's nice for you.
Okay.
But I got stuff to do. Like, I have my things planned. Uh-huh. And they go say, how are you going to tell me that you're going for your friend's birthday when I want you to come over?
Are you my father? First of all, do you have a black car waiting
for
me?
That's disrespectful. What have you done for me? We're not together. Like African men, like also another one. Oh, I'm hungry. Come cook.
I don't even cook for my father.
Like, I'm not saying, it's also, it's the way you say it.
What? Exactly. Like,
it's not even that. There's nothing wrong with me coming and doing it, right?
No, there is. No, there is, like, there is something wrong with me coming. No, like, first of all, like, okay, let me tell you guys, right? She messes with girls. She messes with guys like that lives an hour away, right?
Because I don't like clips. Whatever. My business.
Whatever, right?
Jesus.
Which is normal because we live a little further, like, than where we used to live. Mm-hmm. So they would be like, oh, come over, da 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 da. And they wouldn't even like, oh,
off money.
Like, you know, like,
say, do you want an Uber?
Or even say, oh, I'm gonna send you a car so you can come help me cook. You know, I got this groceries, whatever you want. Da 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 da. What do you need, babe? You know, give me, like, show me that you love me and you care. And me personally, I'm still not gonna cook, but she will. Like, she will. But they're rude. What?
It's all about the way you say things. Like, speak to me respectfully with consideration, understanding.
What
baby? I'll pound some fufu. What?
Pound. I mean, anything you want. And a pistol. She
what?
Will pound.
I'll mix that fufu. What are you talking
blend.
About? No, you wouldn't.
Well, if I have the ring on my finger, like if he gives me my
of course,
I'll pound it. Okay, like, I don't know if I'll pound it.
The thing is,
but I really, honestly, can we talk about this? I feel like making fufu should be a man's job.
It's strenuous.
It's really strenuous. Is. Like, I tried that.
But
like,
listen, I don't necessarily agree. I grew up in Africa. Like,
I understand that. Like, you know, it's a kitchen duty. But I feel like after I make the soup, the man should come make the fufu. Like, it's a lot of strength that I got to put into like moving that spoon. Like.
What about us that we see this more?
No, I don't know how my mom pounds. What? That's abuse.
Privilege.
No. Privilege. Like, thank God my boyfriend, like, when I cook, he makes the fufu. Like, he knows that but I don't have the strength. That's also the
good thing about it. Like, when you guys have a good understanding, he knows where you got you, where you're at. Like, we're in the kitchen. Okay, babe, I'm going to do this. Like, you've already been making, you have sliced onion, you have cut tomato, you have cut chicken, you have washed chicken. I've made the soup. Yeah, the least you could do is put some water and
make some fufu.
What?
It's like, nah, it's fufu. But yeah, like, crazy. You want to know mine? Like, I haven't...
I asked the question back. What's the weirdest thing a man has asked you,
like,
to do?
I haven't really gone through this madness a lot in my life. But, like, there's one time this man... this man called me, right? Mind you, we were talking, but then I think we stopped talking because...
We're just friendly.
We're just friends at this point. So, he's still, like, liked me or whatever. So, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, he's still a nice person. So, he calls me. And he's like, hello. I'm like, hi, what's up? You know, how you doing? And he's going to be like, can you come over? I'm like, what do you need me to do? Like, because he lives an hour away,
basically.
So I'm like, what do you need me to come over for? He's going to say, can you come and clean my shoes?
No, polish. Oh, sorry.
Can you come and polish my shoe with polish? With basically, black polish.
Hold on. You don't understand. Americans. No, you know, it's like shoe shine. Shoe shine. We call it polish.
I should come and polish. His shoes.
Polish.
Even my father has never asked me to polish his shoes. Okay. I said, no, I'm not polishing, like, your shoes.
It's she just, said, honestly, it's the manner in which you could. No, you could finesse, though.
He cannot. He cannot.
Of course. Like, he can't.
No, he can't.
But I'm saying, like, he could look, even if he wanted to see you.
He wasn't rude, though. Like, one thing about him, he's not a rude person. You know that, right? He's not rude. He said it in a nice way. But are you mad? Can you please come and polish my shoes, please? No. Polish. No. At least say. At least say. Come. I bought you food. Come and eat. And then when I'm eating, you say, can you please just touch my shoe for a second?
No. Be like, oh, babe, I want us to go out. You know.
Uh huh.
Can you come get ready at the house?
Uh huh.
And then you're getting like, oh my gosh, babe, I have to still do some things. I have to work a little bit. Can you help me, like, just clean my shoes a little bit?
Simple. Can you please clean my shoe a little? One shoe. Don't ask me to clean three shoes.
That one shoe that I'm thinking out. Because I'm not cleaning the whole shoe.
That one shoe that you're walking out the house with that same day, I might clean it small.
What's the wildest thing we've done together?
So I would have to say the wildest thing we've done together will have to be when I was talking to my current boyfriend now. So back then, like, he was playing with me, so we stopped talking because I was tired of the BS. Like, I don't play that. I was tired of it, so we had an argument and we wasn't talking. So, you know, like, I said, let's talk him. Let's figure out what he was doing that night. You know, why not? You know, I'm not going to talk to him, but let's see what he's doing. Like, is he talking to other girls already? So, we look on his story and she figured out what lounge he was. Like, she scoped the scenery in that.
Because what women video. Are FBI agents. Like, if we want to know where you guys are, we will find out. Like, it's nothing for real. Like, y'all be thinking y'all asleep. You're not. Yeah. Like,
so we found it. And first of all, we were all the way in DC and he was in Baltimore. So, hold on, Badu. He doesn't know we did this, though. He doesn't know that. So he's going to watch this.
And find out. You're about to find out. So, sorry, KK.
I stalked you, babe. I'm sorry. I did.
We started.
So we were in Baltimore. She was like, I'm like, you know what?
I said, he's not about to play with you like that.
I'm like, you know, like, I'm tired. Like, that's an hour and something. Like, it's okay. Let's just go. She's like, no, I'm gonna drive.
He's not about to play with you. Like, driving, we're about to go. We're going.
If you're driving, why not?
And I secured a spot for us.
She got a table. And we walked in. We pulled up.
When we pulled up, he was with another girl.
He was leaving with another girl.
And that's, like, why we say.
It's actually funny because I didn't see him because I'm blind. I didn't have my glasses.
I said, don't look.
I didn't have my glasses.
I said, don't look. That's his car. He's leaving.
And he was leaving out with another girl.
And I said, you know what? At this point,
you're joking. It hasn't been 3 days. I was like, this man's really playing with me. So, okay, cool. We go to inside the club. We just partied, whatever, whatever. Chill. His friends were there. I looked at them. They didn't say nothing. They didn't say nothing.
First of all, we walked past them, right? We acted like, you know, we're just coming to hang out.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, you guys are here?
That was exposing ourselves.
Oh my God. They don't know this. They actually don't know this.
No, no, the only person that knows is Obige.
Oh yeah, he do know.
Obige.
No, but he
don't.
He do.
He
do. He do.
He was like, "You think I don't know?" I said, "Ah, you cover."
He knows. But yeah, that was embarrassing, but that was adventurous.
That was so nice because I said, "No, this man is not about to kill my friend." Yeah. Like, no, we about to pull up, and you're gonna be uncomfortable.
And he tried to play with me, but ended up falling in love.
And now they're living their happily ever after. In the club with my twin, we be vibing.
Classic. But you know, we be a side with it.
Okay, your last question.
I'm done.
You done? Done anymore?
I'm done. Okay,
that's
so.
Crazy.
Girl, I'm done. But we have one more.
We do.
One more segment.
What's it?
Oh, shoot.
Would you rather?
Oh, God. Don't get mad at me because I have my questions.
Don't piss me off, please.
My friend.
No, I'm not your friend.
Come on now.
So I'll start.
Yeah, you start while I figure it out.
This is embarrassing. What do you mean?
For me, is it you're asking me would I rather?
Yeah.
Ew, please don't let me not be nice that big.
Ew.
Okay.
That's nasty. Why would I do that? I'm a child of God. Okay. Would you rather eat a stranger's toenail clippings
or
that's it? Okay, I'm kidding.
About to say, jump off a cliff.
She said,
or
or have everything smell like rotten eggs for a month. Everything you're sleeping, you're smelling rotten eggs. You wake up rotten eggs. You twerk.
It says chew a stranger's toenail clipping.
Swallow it too.
I'm gonna have to do the stranger's toes.
I'm just gonna eat it.
I just dug it out, you know.
It's just a toenail, yeah. Like just wash it a bit.
You gotta wash his feet.
No,
though. Stop it! Don't make it work.
Homeless. No, homeless.
Or what's the other one? Or left my house.
No. Or smell like, or you continue smelling rotten egg for a month. Like you, every day, like rotten egg.
Yeah, I might have to do the rotten egg. No, egg. Yes.
Right now, like
yes,
rotten.
Yes. Because at that point, my house is going to feel like it's normal.
No. Like it increases every
day. No. A homeless person's toenail. No.
He might be clean.
No.
What if he showers?
No.
Whatever.
Bro. You don't have health care.
What? I don't have health care.
But baby, you got a roof over your head. You got soap. You got
whatever. Nah, it's your turn.
Oh my gosh. Would you rather have your nose grow every time you lie or your ears flap every time you're excited?
I would say my ears. That's cute.
I mean, they have big ears.
So. I feel like I have normal size ears.
Compared, look, I barely got ears.
But it fits my head.
I mean, I guess the head is big. I mean, long. Okay, it's beautiful. The head is pretty, like.
Okay.
Gorgeous.
I would rather the ears. Thank you. Okay. Would you rather spend a week in a forest?
Or?
Why do you keep saying? What?
In this sub.
With no tent.
Or?
Spend a night in the house that's really haunted.
Haunt me up.
Like demons.
Yes.
Like
I believe in God the Father.
Like juju.
Yes.
like juju.
Yes, juju me up.
Like,
baby, listen. You first of all, you know how I sleep.
Like,
mommy, no.
They wake you up.
And then they wake me up. The Father God, I believe in. The Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in. God, protect me through it out. Okay? Period. Listen.
Period.
Juju Amen. Me up. The devil shall not prosper.
Amen.
No weapon
Amen.
Fashioned against me
Amen.
Shall prosper.
Never.
Because the Lord.
The Lord.
Strengthens me.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, the rain.
Period.
They got to hear bear make
So, it's just a bear.
And the snake makes...
The Lord gave you authority over every animal.
Let me...
No, please. Please.
I have authority over everyone too now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why don't you have authority over the animals in the forest?
Because the cows are so strong, the witch. Okay. No. Give me a tent at least.
No.
Okay.
You can sleep on a tree.
Listen, I don't want to choose because I have authority. I have authority over the animals. I want to choose the battle of the strong. Let me see how strong my faith is. I'll go and sleep in that hotel. I'll deliver the house.
You shall not test the Lord your God.
I'm not testing the Lord. I'm testing my faith. I'm testing my faith. If I really believe that God is my Father, true. I'm going down there because Amen. He shall protect me.
Amen.
I already have dominion over these animals, everything. That's fine. That's nature.
Amen.
That goes go run. As I enter, so bam, I anoint it.
I'm screaming.
No, you're not catching me outside. No. First of all, you know how I hate the heat.
In the winter.
I like the cold, but not that much.
But like, you can sleep on a tree.
Girl, I need to flip. even if I was to do like outside, I'll have to build a tent.
No.
I can't build a tent?
No.
Okay, haunt me up. I'm not doing outside. Like, I hate the heat. Oh my gosh. Would you rather wear the same socks for a month or the same underwear for a week?
Same socks. That's so easy though.
I hate socks.
I love socks. Like,
I guess
underwear though, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
That's gonna boof.
Like, that's an easy question though.
I mean, no, same underwear for a week. Like, I could just wash it.
No, but you can't wash it.
No. Is it?
I think they're talking about you can't wash it.
Yeah. Well, socks it is.
But like underwear, Oh my gosh, you're gonna catch BV.
Stop.
And yeast.
Okay, let the question go. Like, that's nasty.
That's disgusting. Would you rather have a partner who snores loudly, like you can't sleep?
You know the first person that came up to my head when you said that?
Yeah.
So okay, we have two contestants.
A lot. It is a lot.
No, the two contestants we know that is bad.
Who? And who else? I forgot about that one.
Girl,
but
that
like right. snores like you can never sleep. Like ever.
Or
have a partner that talks in their sleep and reveals all your secrets. Like if he sleeps at anybody's house, like they're telling your tea.
Tell it, baby.
Like he's telling like all your tea.
Well, he's not about to be sleeping outside without me.
Like if he just gets a little shut eye, talking.
I sleep talk.
No. You don't understand. Like as soon as his eyes close to sleep, he's telling everybody your tea. But he can't take a nap because he's telling everybody your tea.
What's my tea? If we're together, if my tea is probably his tea.
But like it's probably like your tea. Like only your tea. That would destroy you forever.
So why he sleeping and dreaming all day about my tea?
But like, that's the point. The point is
we might have to do snoring then.
Like he's gonna tell everybody that like I don't know.
Like, no. Then
like
snoring
wild
it is.
Stuff.
Like, snoring it is.
But you can't sleep.
Wait, I will not be able to sleep at all?
You can try.
I think I can with the way I sleep.
No, you can't sleep. It's so bad.
Man, talk. He might have to talk. Because I believe that anything that happens in the darkness shall come out in the light. So... If they didn't find out today, they'll find out another day.
I'm screaming.
So she might as well go blow the trumpet. Say it out loud.
Now he's gonna have to talk.
Like, are you getting mic? Everybody will know. Would you rather tattoo your boyfriend's name on your forehead?
Forehead. Uh-huh. Forehead.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or slap your dad.
I'm gonna have to slap my dad.
Really?
Are you mad? My dad will slap me if he sees that tattoo on my forehead. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to slap my dad.
Really?
Forehead.
I mean, I'm gonna have to explain to him that it was either I slap you or I take the tattoo.
No, you can't tell him.
I'll put foundation on it.
No, but that's painful. Like, that's on your skull.
Oh, yeah, it's bone.
I'm just gonna have to, like.
Hey, Papa. I'm sorry.
Forehead?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nah, that's crazy. Not even my arm.
No, what? Christian Rock. Christian, that thing. You tattoo his face like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. How loyal
forehead.
Are you?
That's nah, hell nah. That's dead. That's really dead.
That's low.
That's dead.
That's low.
That's madness. That's madness.
It's love, baby.
Yeah.
This is our last question.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, two more.
You have two. I have one more.
I have one more.
Okay.
Would you rather tell your partner? No, sorry. Would you rather have your partner tell you they don't find you attractive anymore?
Or?
That's it.
Stop it! Stop it! I mean,
like, why are you always like rushing to find the or? Like, relax. Or have them consistently tell you how attractive other people are. Like, every time, that girl is bad. She is so pretty.
Like, damn.
Like, the whole night you're on a date, she's just complimenting everybody else.
Okay, tell me I'm not attractive anymore.
And every day, he's telling you you're ugly. Like,
let's
you're
break up.
Ugly yes, as hell. Yes. You can't break up with him. That's your husband.
That's fine.
Okay. What you gonna do? What would you do?
I'm just saying it on the media.
You gotta. This is our besties.
Besties? We're not that close yet. We still getting to know each other.
We're not that close. I'm close, guys. I'm open.
I love that for y'all. I'm taking my time with our relationship. Y'all locked in. We not.
No, like every day, like he's just gonna tell you, like, I don't like you.
Break up with
no,
me.
You can't break up with him. It's for life. You gotta pick. Like, well, he's like, you're like, why are you wearing that? Why do you look like that?
That's fine. Someone else likes it.
No, they can't because you're married. Like, that's your husband. You okay. have to tolerate that you can't cheat. Okay. That's period. Like, him forever for life. So which one would you go through for life?
Tell me other people are bad as long as I'm still bad. So that's trauma, dog. Either or it's trauma.
It is trauma. Like, first of all, y'all just got in the car. A woman passed by. Damn! You look good. Babe, you look at her. Her ass fat.
See, I would like that because it's like, if I have a friendship with that person, it's just going to be like normal.
No. Okay, cool, right? I'm not done yet.
Let's go.
I'm not done. After y'all just finished, right? Cool. Y'all walking in the restaurant. He's looking at her. Like, you're up. Like, he's still back there looking at her. Like, hey, come here. Come look at how bad she is. Like, look at her. Take a picture of her. She looks too good.
I'm very confident in myself and like yeah, she looks
good.
And
that's going to happen every day.
That's fine.
50 women a day.
That's fine.
No, it's not. I know you. It's
Listen,
not.
I'm not in that pretty cool. I know you.
It's not. But you will be.
But you're not about to be telling me I look ugly every day. You're not. We're domestic abuse.
Love yourself.
I do.
Okay, that's fine. If he tells you look ugly, go
yeah,
look
I'm
in
not
your mirror.
I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing that. You're not about face with that. No. Why we married then?
I don't know.
Yeah,
for
the
for your money.
My money. For your, you really think it
was... For your nyash.
What am I getting for... If I use the media then.
He has enough money.
Okay, that's fine. Do you?
Period.
Oh, yeah.
But I know you won't do that, though.
I'm coming to a place where
you don't have the strength.
I think I will.
No, I don't think you will, though.
I think
I really will. Feel like you won't.
I think
I will. Really feel like you.
That's why. Baby, they put you. I was my
I
friend.
I really don't feel like my you friend. Will, though. And every day before he leaves, I just came back to tell you how ugly you are.
I'm sorry. No, having you as a friend, I'm gonna sit down there. We're gonna talk about it and laugh. No, we're gonna talk about it and laugh.
Girl, you know he came back to me today to tell me how ugly I was.
Because you're gonna laugh at me and it's gonna be so.
I'll be like, you better thug it out.
Well, where's the guy about in Dubai? So what's the problem?
Yeah. If he has money, I'll say you call me ugly every day.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Damn, you're so money-minded.
Am I? Yeah. Oh.
It's problematic.
Is it?
It is.
Oh.
Ooh.
What?
Would you rather be with someone who constantly checks your phone or someone who constantly talks to their ex?
Checks my phone?
Their phone.
Like, constantly checks their phone?
Like, every time you guys are together. So.
Check your phone. I don't care.
You don't tell, you don't like, aren't you sick of your relationship?
Why would
what if they're friends?
What if they're friends? What if they're friends?
Yeah. They just know that the relationship didn't work for them.
Okay.
So they'd rather be friends.
Okay.
So you don't want to let your...
Is she married?
She's not married. She's very single.
Okay, that's fine. He can check his phone whenever he wants.
No.
Is it your question?
But what if it's someone that he's known since childhood, like it's a really dear friend to them?
That means it could possibly be his next wife.
No, like it's not like that. They feel like brother and sister.
Brother and sister. Is the blood the same?
No.
Then it's not like, brother and sister.
Like family knows each other, grew up together. That means... They tried a little dating thing because, you know, we've known each other for a while, like we're besties. Mm-hmm. But it didn't work out.
So how long were they dating for?
Just a little, maybe 1 year.
Two. 1 year.
Okay, maybe a year, but
that's not a little dating thing.
But just like a year, they got to know
each other. Why did they break up?
Just, it wasn't working out. Like, a friendship is better. Like, it wasn't worth losing the friendship. Like, they'll rather just keep it casual, like friends. Like, we don't have to be together. Like, I love you. I'd rather not
lose you. You love him.
Like, I love you like a brother.
No.
I'd rather not lose you at all than to be in a relationship and it, you know, ruins everything.
Okay, then they want to do what they want to do out of a relationship.
They're not doing that.
You don't know that.
I'm telling you, they're not doing that.
So they're just friends forever, and if they ever do anything, they'll die.
Why they gotta die? I'm sorry. Why they gotta die?
Because we have to put a serious stamp on this, because...
No, I'm telling you that it's just like, obviously, like, you're gonna feel the tension in the room, but he chose to marry you. Like, he's with you. He loves you. He still loves you. It's just that person is means so much to him that he'd rather stick to a friendship, like a family ship, than to lose the person forever. And
means
it's just like
so much.
Like, it's family.
But they had sex, so
it
meant
nothing.
Maybe that's what for a year.
Maybe that's what made them break up.
What?
It was so awkward.
First of all, no. No, he could check his phone whenever he wants. I don't care. Check it. He's probably checking Parlay or something.
So what if the ex is texting the phone now?
The ex? Then I'm going to check the phone.
How would you know?
Because I check phones. Check the phone, guys. Check it. I'm going to say...
You're going to find out what you want to see. And you're going to exactly see what you want to find out. Sorry.
I don't understand. Thank you for bringing that up, actually, because I don't understand when people say don't check if you don't want to see what you don't want to see. But I'm looking to see what... I think I'm gonna see, so I can confirm what
because
I'm gonna
see. Because
the reason
you're looking already is because you already know something.
Exactly.
Wrong.
So can I confirm so I can get the freak? Because it's like, for example, people are saying don't check because you're gonna see something and get hurt, right? But that's for women that are gonna see it and like they know they're gonna still stay, right? Don't check. If you know you're still gonna stay and take the BS, don't check.
Okay. What if the man is a millionaire?
Period.
And gives you everything.
If he's a millionaire and gives me everything I want,
he can talk to the ex.
No, he cannot talk to the ex.
Pick a struggle. Let him cheat in free.
Okay. If he's a millionaire, right? He can talk to his ex, right? I don't care. But I'm not staying for that long. I'm going to pile up that money and get out of there. Like, I'm going to become a millionaire myself, too. with your money.
And the thing is, okay, what if you guys sign a prenup? Any money that you took from the relationship, he cannot keep it.
I can't keep it. He's not gonna know I have the money though. I'm gonna give it to my uncle or give it to my mother. Put it in my mother's name. Chief, it's not man. Mine.
Chief man.
Don't play with me. Are you mad? Please. Anyways, he could check his phone whenever he wants. Period.
I hope you guys really loved this.
I hope episode. You guys loved it. It was really fun
it was
to
so
make.
So much fun.
It was like it was actually
it was
very,
like a nice little vibe.
A vibe and
obviously.
I like how like we weren't like tense.
Tense.
Yeah.
I feel like the wine helped.
It did. It wine did. Every episode.
Sip and talk.
Sip and talk.
My thing been done.
We're working on her alcoholism.
I'm not an alcoholic. She poured more in her glass than mine.
Okay. But anyways, guys, thank you guys for watching. We post every Fridays. Please like, comment, follow. If you're on YouTube, subscribe. And we will see you guys in our next episode. I love you.
Bye besties.